Today we are going to learn Daf Mem Ches of Masechta Shavuos. Some of the topics we learn about include Chen V'nei V'Shulchani. If a customer makes a deal with a storekeeper or a money changer, and they then argue whether one of the parties paid the other, who has to swear? L'tifa El B'Shavua, several situations where one can only collect a debt with an oath. Ha'pegemes K'subasa, a woman who collected part of her K'suba. Ve'ed Echad Me'ida Shipurua, a single witness testifies that a woman already collected her K'suba. A woman collecting her ksuba from indebted properties that her husband sold, or from his orphans. Van the Fras, Shalebafanov, a woman collecting her ksuba when her husband is not present. Hayisaimin min hayisaimin, the lender's orphans collecting from the borrower's orphans. Ein adam meirish shvu lebanov. If the borrower died before the lender, and the lender himself was obligated to swear to the orphans before collecting, whether his orphans are obligated to swear as well, and since they cannot swear with certainty that the debt was not paid, they cannot collect. Several parties who must swear, even if there is no definite claim against them, such as Hashutafen, Va'arisen, Va'petrapen, partners, sharecroppers, and administrators of another's finances. However, Cholku Hashutafen, Va'arisen, Ein Yochel Hashbiyai. If the partners or the sharecroppers divided the property and dissolved their relationship, they can no longer demand an oath from each other, and this Galgul Yishvu B'Mokam Acher Megalgin Lov Esakel. If he has a legitimate claim to demand another oath, he can also demand an oath regarding their partnership as well. Hashviyas mishametis es hashvua. Just as the Shemitah year cancels all debts, it also cancels any obligation one incurred to swear regarding a debt.